Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Smriti Rapi Dvidha Smriti. So Anubhava and next to Anubhava is Smriti. Anubhava is Anubhava and Smriti. Knowledge is of two types, Anubhava and Smriti. Then we said, what is Anubhava? Experiencing. Tad Bhinna Smriti. Smriti Bhinna Jnanam Anubhava, we said. What is Smriti? We discussed and then Smriti Bhinna Jnanam Anubhava, we said. And then Anubhava, we started explaining us Yatartha and Ayatartha. And after finishing the Yatartha with all the discussion of Pramanas, we came to Ayatartha. Samshe Viparya and Tarka Bhedata. And after discussing that, we come to Smriti. What is Smriti? Smriti api dvidha, yathartha, yathartha, cheti. Smriti is also of two types. One is yathartha, right smriti, right remembering, and the other is ayathartha, wrong remembrance. What is yathartha smriti and ayathartha smriti? Pramanajanya yathartha, pramanajanya ayathartha. The knowledge, the samskara, the impression which you gain through the right means of right knowledge is yathartha, samskara. And because of that yathartha samskara, whatever is triggered, that is yathartha smriti. Whatever trigger happens, because of that, whatever samskara produced, whatever thought impression which is created, produced by the right knowledge, means of right knowledge is yathartha smriti. And whatever trigger creates this remembering, this smriti, that which is a product of samskara, which is the product of this which triggers this samskara, which is again a product of this thought impression, which is a product of wrong knowledge, erroneous knowledge, that is ayatartha smriti. If through a right knowledge the thought impression is created, then if that thought impression is triggered, that smriti, that remembering quality which you gain is yathartha. If the knowledge is created by a wrong knowledge, the impression is created by, thought impression is created by a wrong knowledge, and if that thought impression is triggered and if it is remembered, then that is ayathartha smriti. Right knowledge, right samskara, right impression and right trigger, or whatever may be trigger, but right remembering. Wrong knowledge, wrong impression and the wrong remembrance, that is ayatartha smriti, yathartha and ayatartha smriti. Sarvesham anukulo vedaniya vedaniyam sukham. Then we come to sukham. Sukha dukha etc. are the gunas which we saw. What is sukha, happiness, bliss? Sarvesham anukulataya vedaniyam. That which is accepted by everyone to be accepted. That which can be accepted. Okay, this is good for us. Like that, everyone accepts this. That kind of thing which is accepted by everyone to be good for themselves is sukham. Because, see, these things should be added very clearly. See, sarvesham vedaniyam sukham, or sarvesham anukula vedaniyam sukham. Like that also, if you give without giving sarvesham, then even in dukkha, this sukha is superimposed. See, if you don't give that sarvesham, maybe in the tika they will not bring in that. But if you don't give sarvesham for everyone, this is what is sukha, anukula vedaniyam. That which pacifies them, that which satisfied them, that kind of satisfactory experiences, sukha. If you just say that, then in some sect of the spirituality or religion, they have this kind of ideas, that if you take, see, God is born to cleanse us. So if the more, see, since the God himself has taken up so much of sorrow in him, if you also take up willingly all these sorrows, then you will be also cleansing. You will also be helping the God's job, God's work, that kind of idea they have. So they will accept others' troubles also on them, willingly. But this is not sarvesham for everyone. Only a particular sect of people they follow. So in system like that, this will become sukha. That kind of trouble will also become sukha. And when you read Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, etc., there is a character. So who has not done the murder, but still he will accept the murder charge because he believes in that kind of Christianity. So that kind of trouble, undergoing trouble willingly, means it is bliss for him or something kind of, some kind of thing like that. Therefore, that will also become sukha. That is not the sukha we are talking about. If that which satisfies everyone, that which is expected by everyone as an experience, is what we are talking about as sukha, bliss. And see, if sukha is that which is expected by everyone, wanted by everyone, then dukkha is that which is opposite to it. Sarvesham pratikulataya vedaniyam dukkham. By everyone, this is what is accepted to be something which is non-experienceable. That kind of thing. This is not what I want to experience. That kind of thing is dukkha. So, this ichcha. Next is ichcha. Ichcha is a kama. Kama. What is kama? Kama. Ichcha. So, there said kama, dvesha, sukham, dukkham, ichcha, dvesha, prayatna, kriti, etc. There it was said in the set of gunas. Ichcha. What is ichcha? Ichcha, he says, kama. For ichcha, he is using another word, kama. That's all. Ichcha and kama are both paryaya. They are synonyms. So, it is not a definition for ichcha. He is using a synonym, the known word for ichcha, desire. So, ichcha. And there also, this ichcha also is of two types. Phala ichcha and upaya ichcha. The ichcha in the result is phala ichcha. The ichcha, the desire on the process is called upaya ichcha. You may not be interested in the result, but the process makes you happy. So, that is upaya ichcha. If you are only interested in the result, not the process, that is phala ichcha. So, the ichcha, desire is also of two types. One is the desire for the process and the desire for the result. Therefore, and dvesham. Next is dvesha. What is dvesha? Dvesha is krodha. Again, krodha is dvesha. Krodha means, dvesha is, ichcha is desire, dvesha is hatred. Krodha, krodha means anger. I am angry. This kind of idea which gives you this kind of thought process, that is called dvesha. And other is prayatna. Prayatna, what is prayatna? Kriti. See here, it should be kama, ichcha, krodha, dvesha, kriti, prayatna, like that it should be. Because here he says dvesha is the defined, but since it is in Sanskrit, you can transfer it any which way, you can put it any which way. Subject, object, verb is not an important thing in Sanskrit. And kriti is prayatna. What is the effort? Kriti. The effort you put on to do some job. That is kriti. That is the prayatna. And that prayatna is of three types. Pravritti, nivritti, jivana yoni. Pravritti, because of the desire to attain something, whatever the desire triggers, because of the desire, whatever you do, that is pravritti. Desire to achieve something, whatever you do, that is pravritti. Because of the hatred, whatever you do or you don't do, that is nivritti. And jivana yoni is the natural, you don't desire to do or you don't hate to do. Or you, because of hate, you don't do. It's not that. It is a natural thing. Because of your adrishta, because of your punya papa, whatever happens, that is jivana yoni. Yoni is birth. Jivana means this birth. So, living, this living. So, whatever is the cause for this birth, that prarabdha is jivana yoni. So, one, the desire, each of these karmas, they follow a process. Jnana, ichcha, pravritti. First, you have to have the knowledge. That is why we saw Yatartha, Ayatartha, Smriti and Anubhava. Yatartha Smriti, Yatartha Anubhava. Ayatartha Smriti, Ayatartha Anubhava. Now we know Yatartha Smriti and Yatartha Anubhava also. Now we know the right knowledge and right remembrance. Now, because of that, first you have to have knowledge. And then the desire comes to attain or not to attain. To experience or not to experience. So, there comes the Ichcha and Dvesha. And then Pravruti. Pravruti is Prayatna, Kriti. The effort, the job you do to attain that or stop, prevent it from happening. That is the order. For everything, every job you do, every knowledge you have, this is the order. First you have to have the knowledge of whatever you want to attain. Then there should be the desire. You might have the knowledge but you don't have the desire. Then again there will be no pravruti. There will be no effort put. So, you might have desire but you don't have knowledge. Again still you cannot put forth any effort. So, first you have to have the knowledge. And then, because of the knowledge, you have to have the desire for that object of knowledge. And then, you will have to put the effort. Only then will the effort give you the right result. So, that is Jivana Yoni. Third, Vihita Karma Janyo Dharmaha Nishiddha Karma Janyo Adharmaha. What is Dharma and Adharma? Dharma, Punya, Adharma, Papa. And what is dharma and adharma? Bita, that which is ordained. That karma which is ordained by Veda. Which is an injunction in Veda. And that which is an injunction of not to do in the Veda. To do list and which is in the not to do list. This is what is Vihita and Nihita, Nishiddha. And in the Vedas, you have to understand where Vihita and where Nishiddha. So, some place it is Vihita. Some things are Vihita, that is ordained. If you go to this place, you have to do this kind of things. In some cities, in some villages, in some countries, they have their own rules, set of rules. So, something which is Nishiddha in one place can be Vihita in another place. Something which is condemned, which you should not do in one place, can be done in the other place. It is not a papa. It is not a thing to give you a sin. It is not a sin in one place. But it's a sin in another place. So, these kind of things change according to place and time. And at some point of time, whatever is good becomes bad at some other point of time. So, the things of the world, they change. Therefore, Vihita and Nishiddha, for that you have to have an adjective. Veda Vihita and Veda Nishiddha. That which is said in the to-do list in the Veda, that is, the product of that is Dharma. And that is in the not to-do list in the Veda, the product of that is, the result you gain because of that is, if you do that, then Adharma, Papa, Sin. So, Dharma and Adharma, in whatever is in the to-do list of the Vedas and whatever is not in the not-to-do list of the Vedas. Whatever is in the not-to-do list of the Vedas. So, that is Dharma and Adharma. Then, Buddhi, Buddhyadayo, Ashtau, Atmamatra, Vishesha Gunaha, Buddhi, etc. All these eight are Buddhi, Sukha, Dukkha, Ichcha, Dvesha, Prayatna, Dharma, Dharmaha. All these eight gunas. They are Atmamatra Vishesha Gunaha. They only exist in the Atma. It's a special quality of Atma. These gunas don't exist in anything. They exist in the Atma only. Buddhi, Ichcha, Prayatna, Nitya, Anityascha. Among them, Buddhi, Ichcha and Prayatna, Jnana, Ichcha and Prayatna, they can be Nitya or they can be Anitya. Nitya, Ishvarasya, Anitya, Jivasya. Buddhi, the knowledge, desire and effort is Nitya in Ishvara. It is always in Ishvara. Ishvara's knowledge is present always. Ishvara's desire is also there, ever present. Ishvara's effort is also ever present. He always performs. And Anitya in Jiva. The Jiva's knowledge is limited. One point of time he remembers something, another point of time he does not remember. It is Anitya. and his desire, one time he wants it, the other time he does not want this. That is also anitya. And the effort, once at one point of time he is able to perform, he does it, and another point of time he doesn't want to do, or he is not able to do that. So it is anitya in the jiva. All these three are anitya in the jiva. And all these three, buddhi, jnana, ichcha and prayatna, they are nitya in the Ishvara, eternal in the Ishvara. Ishvara is one who is endowed with nitya ichcha, nitya jnana, nitya prayatna. Then they say, if Ishvara has nitya jnana, okay, I can accept if he is knowledgeable always, that is okay, good. If he has desire also, nitya, okay, that is also to some extent I will accept. But if has this pravarti, which is according to the desire, then it is wrong. Because if he has one desire of creation, the only desire will be there, because it is eternal, creation, 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 like that. He will be only creating, there will be no destruction or there will be no sustenance. We say, since he is sarvajna, all three kind of vrittis are eternal, there is no problem. He can do all these three, different kind of creation in different point of time, and different kind of destruction in different point of time, and sustenance at same time, there is no problem. So, samskara, trividha, and next is samskara, next to dharma, next to the qualities, samskara. It is of three types. Samskara, this impression is of three types. Vego, bhavana, sthitisthapakas cheti. Vegaha, bhavana, and sthitisthapakaha. Vega, what is vega? Prithivyadi chato, tatushtayo, mano matra vrittihi. Vega is that which exists, speed, that which exists in the prithvi, etc. Prithvi, up, water, prithvi, the earth, water, fire, and air. It exists in all these four. The speed, it exists in all these four. Only there it exists. And in the mind, also in the mind. So, only in these five things it exists. Because mind also travels. Therefore, it is also has that speed. Anubhavajanya smriti hetur bhavana atmatra vritti. Because of that, the experience, whatever experience you have, because of that, whatever smriti, the thought impression is taking place, that is bhavana. And it exists only in the atma. This thought impression can exist only in the atma, because only with that thought impression, this jiva takes another birth. Anyata kritasya punastat avastha apadakaha sthitisthapakaha katadi prithvi vrittihi. Anyata kritasya, whatever you deform, anyata krita means from the natural form you deform it. But still, punastad avastha apadakaha, it comes to the original state. Even after deforming, when you leave it, when it comes to the natural state, its original state, that is sthitisthapaka, the elasticity. So, you elongate the rubber band, the rubber, when you leave it, it just shrinks, comes to the normal position. Or the blade, when you bend it, fold it, you remove it, loosen it, it again becomes the same state. So, acquiring the previous original state is this sthitisthapakaha, gaining the old stage, the previous state. So, that is sthitisthapakaha. Iti gunaha. These are the gunas, 24 gunas which we were discussing. We'll come again to this dravya. We have finished guna, we'll come to this dravya. And dravya, we'll come to this karma, etc. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamagacchate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.